Well, hello there, Podcatcher. If you've been listening to Culture Files coverage of the End of the Road Festival, you'll know that we've been talking to the Cornish director Mark Jenkin, the man behind Bait and Ennis Man. Well, he told us a story about the lobsters that appeared in his film Bait, and it seemed a shame not to share that with you. So here it is now. This is Mark Jenkin with a lobster biography.
Yeah, the lobster in the film is live when it's caught, and then at the end of the film you see it being cooked on a fire and eaten. Or no, there's two lobsters in the actual story. It's a long time since I've seen Bait. And one you see live and see it get put into a pot of boiling water and killed and then eaten, and then there's another lobster that's cooked on a fire and eaten at the beach party. And actually the way we did that was we went to a local shellfish merchant and bought a live lobster out of one of the tanks, and we filmed its close-ups live, and then that was it. That's the lobster wrapped. We then had lobster carapaces, lobster shells that we got from fishermen, from obviously from dead lobsters, that then the art department filled with mozzarella, and that's what you see the actors eating. So the live lobster was on set for a couple of hours, had its close-ups done, and then we actually returned it, set it free in the sea. So I think actually, as far as the lobster goes, I think we actually saved, through making the film, we saved that lobster. I love the idea of making a little animated film about the life of that lobster, and that, you know, it was one day it was caught and it was stuck in a crab pot, and you know, knew it was doomed, and then it was in the tank waiting to be sold. You know, the merchants to sell it, and to end up being cooked and, you know, in a posh restaurant up the line somewhere. But actually it got a reprieve and ended up back in the sea, and imagining how it was received by all the other lobsters, and it was really pleased to go back in the sea. But all the other and it told the other lobsters, oh yeah, I've been in a film, and all the other lobsters are like, oh, he's so pretentious, oh he's been in a film, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And then by that afternoon it's like, you know, is so busy boasting about being in a film, he wanders into another pot and he's back in, you know, back at the fish merchants before he knows it. So, yeah, I like to think that lobster went on to become a bit of a celebrity in the crustacean world.
Mark Jenkin there with a lobster morality tale. For all our other End of the Road Festival coverage, check out the Culture File podcast feed from the RTE Lyric FM site.